Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. The scripture reading for today is Luke chapter 9 and verse 15, and it says, "Just tell them to sit down on the ground in groups of about 50 each." Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking you for your grace, thanking you for your mercy, thanking you, God, for your goodness that outweigh everything that we experience, God, your goodness and your mercy. Oh, Master, we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you because you kept us. You never left us. We thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you, God, for life itself. We thank you, God, for times, oh God, when we don't understand, but we come to realize that you are working it out on our behalf. And we thank you, God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, for the food and the shelter and the clothes and the rainness that you have provided for us. We are grateful, God. We thank you, God, for the jobs that you have given us, Master. We thank you, God, for health, oh God, help. Oh God, we thank you for healing us, God. We thank you, God. Nobody could do us like you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your many blessings that continue to shower upon us. Thank you. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen, amen. Today, we just want to start quickly with our lesson as we approach. Well, we're in the leap season now. We're in the season. And we just want to talk a little bit about power that lies in a meal. Power that lies in a meal. We all love to eat. We have those favorite dishes that we grew up eating. We can remember the special things our moms and grandmas and grandpas cooked for us. We can remember those things. Some of us have been so smart to have learned how to cook those same family special dishes that mom and grandma and papa made. Yes. Food has always been a special time for us to come together on dinner dates, dinner parties, wedding suppers, wedding suppers, lunch dates, prayer breakfast. We know how to center an occasion around a meal. Glory be to God. We do it. And we bring it together. All of us together. Non-Christians, Christians, Jews, Gentiles, regardless of what nationalities. Chinese, Mexicans, Jewish, the Palestinians. We see everybody has a special time based around a meal. Yeah, the Ukraines. Around a meal. Just as we know about the power of a meal, so does our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. There's power in a meal. We love Christmas feasts, Thanksgiving feasts, Passover. These just to name a few of the special times that we sit down and we come together. So let's look quickly in the book of Luke chapter 9. And we're going to start off with verse 10. And it says that the apostles, when they were returning, told him all that they had done. And what are we talking about here? We're talking about the apostles, the 12 that Jesus had sent out to go and evangelize, to go and talk to those who did not know Jesus, to go and share the good news. This is what we're talking about. So they had returned from their journey, and they were coming to give them a report to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They wanted to just share with him some of the things that had taken place. You know, if you at any time was a teacher, an evangelist, a minister, and you had to go out into a city, a town, a prison, or a daycare, a day camp, wherever you had to go and give the word, if something happened there, you want your leader to know about it because it was special to you and you wanted to share. And so this is what the disciples were doing with Jesus. They were trying to get him, they were trying to get him alone so they could share, so they could talk, so they could have these one-on-ones that most of the time ministries don't have. But they were trying to have this. And here it says here, just like the leaders, when you come home from evangelizing, you want to talk, you want to share, you want to just talk about the experience, how people received or how they didn't, or how you prayed. Whatever it was you did, you want to share it with the person who sent you out. The person who motivated you to go. Glory be to God. Verse 11 says, the people, there were people. Now think about this. People was always wanting to know where Jesus was, wanting to find him and trying to find him and looking around, and they were always searching. We probably had scouts who went out and to see if he's over here on this mountain or if he's in this little town, where he was. So it was hard for Jesus to just go to a place where he could be completely isolated. It was hard. It was hard for Jesus to actually do this. So here we see in verse 11, the people, once they knew, once they found out where Jesus was, they ran to find him. They began to go and speak to one another, sharing with one another. Jesus is over here. Jesus is over here. He's in this town. Jesus has just went up towards the hill over here. Look, this is where Jesus is going. People were following Jesus like he was a rock star, like he was very famous. Think about how the young people act when they go to a concert. They're all excited. How they act over Taylor Swift. How they act over her. How they holler. Well, it was the same way they were about Jesus at this time. They were following him. They wanted to know every minute where he was. Yeah. So we're talking here tonight about the power of a meal. That's what our subject is. And we're in Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. And we're getting ready to go into verse 13. And it says, they were following him and they found out where he was. So the disciples who wanted to have time with Jesus, they weren't going to have that kind of quiet time that they were looking for, where they could go to their master and just be quiet and just share with him what had happened on their journey. And the reason why they weren't going to have that is because the crowd was coming. The crowd, the multitude had found out that Jesus was over here. And they were running to go and find Jesus. And it was getting late. It was getting really close to dinner time. And Jesus was trying to listen to the disciples. But at the same time, they begin to pay very close attention to the multitude. And here we see in verse 13, look at verse 13 real quickly. And it says here, Jesus said to feed them. Think about that. And the disciples, remember, these were the 12. These were new disciples. These were just like what we would call new converts. Yeah, they were new converts. So their response to Jesus when he said that was, that's impossible. Why they would say that? Because of the multitude. It was so many people. And then they said to Jesus, we have only 5 loaves of bread and just 2 little fish. Think about that. Glory be to God. Did they really know who they was? Who they were talking to? But guess what? They're getting ready to find out real soon who Jesus really is. I want you to pay attention to this because there is power. Power lies in a meal. Think about the meals that you have sit down and eaten with different people. There was power in that. There was a discussion. Something came out of that meal. Glory be to God. So look at this, and it says here, Jesus' disciples said, that's impossible. We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Or are you expecting us to go and buy enough food for this huge crowd? 14, for there were only 5, there was only 5,000 men. Think about that. 5,000. I didn't say 5. Huh? 5,000. 5 loaves of bread and 2 little fish. Glory be to God. What a meal. What a meal. Look at that. What a crowd. The crowd. Well, what Jesus did. Jesus didn't get alarmed. He didn't get frightened. He didn't go into a panic attack like some of us would have went into if we were in the kitchen and we see all these people we got to serve. We go into sweating and getting all upset, using some profanity and just telling people, oh, well, y'all got to go. We ain't got food. Jesus did not do that. He was very calm. Very calm, very cool and collected. That was Jesus. Look at what he said. Just tell them. Listen to this now. Just tell them to go and sit down. I want them to sit down on the ground in groups of 50 each. Don't tell me there's not power in the meal. There's power in the meal. Let me just say this real quick. There's power in the meal. There's power in obedience. There's power in numbers. And there's power, glory be to God, when you sit down and you don't stand up. You know, it was something when you were young and when you were growing up, your mom, they didn't want you to stand up and eat. I used to hear them say, if you stand up and eat, the food would go straight down to your feet. It didn't even stop at your tummy, so you could be full. But there was power in sitting down, and Jesus knew that. So he commanded the disciples to to have the people to what? Sit down. Let me just say this something here real quick. You know, there was once a lady who shared this with me that she went to a dinner party. And an argument broke out. It broke out right at the table. It was such an argument that the food was left. The food was cold, and it was left. Nobody ate. Everybody was upset, crying. Foul words were going all over the room. The po-po had to be called out to dismingle the whole dinner. So the dinner did not take place. Everyone left, and it was still hungry. Huh? That sound familiar? Do that sound familiar at a dinner party? Well, this is a dinner here. This is a meal that's going to take place. And Jesus is the chef. Glory be to God. He's the cook. He's the provider. Huh? And he's giving out the instructions to those servants for them to go and do what he said. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, let's look at this. Jesus took and he told them to have them sit down. And he wanted them to sit down in groups of 50. Think about that. Verse 16 says here that, when I was studying this lesson, I was just in awe because how sometimes we think Jesus is so small. We just forget who he really is. And look at this, verse 16, and it says that he told them, he took the bread, he took the 5 loaves, and he took the 2 fish. I want you to pay attention to this. He took them. Did that mean he took it in his hand? And then he looked up. Did you hear what I said? I didn't say he looked down. He looked up. Yeah. He looked up to heaven. And he asked God for his blessing on the food. Now you tell me, why do we bless food looking down to the ground? What is it? Why do we do that? Jesus is looking up. He's looking up to his heavenly Father because he knows that's where his Father is. His Father lies in heaven. Yeah. So much we have been doing backwards. So many things we have been doing wrong. Look at Jesus. He lift that bread. He lift that fish up. And then it goes to tell us that he breaks it. So he breaks it. He breaks it into pieces. Now, don't ask me how did he do that. Because he didn't even tell us what kind of fish it was, if it was boneless fish. I don't know, but I know it was fish. And I know it was 5 loaves of bread. And I know they had 5,000 people. And I know that Jesus was present. And I know that with knowing and understanding this lesson, that if Jesus is present, the miracle will lie in the meal. Did you hear me? It's going to be right here. Look at that. Look at that. What Jesus said. He said, tell them all to sit down in groups of 50 each. So the people all, they sit down. They were obedient. They sit. When somebody tell you to sit down when you come to their house or when you at the restaurant or if you at the dinner party or at the banquet, do you listen to what your instructions are? Huh? Do you listen? Or do you have something to say? A way you want to sit? Who you want to sit by? Think about what I'm saying. I don't want to sit by them. I want to sit over here. I need to sit by the window. I need to sit by that aisle seat. None of that took place. Jesus told them to sit down. And they were obedient to our Heavenly Father. Huh? So the people sit down. Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and looked up towards heaven and asked God's blessing on the food. Breaking the bread into pieces, he kept giving the bread to and fish to the disciples to give to the people. Glory be to God. Now you think, using your own imagination, that when Jesus took that bread and he took that fish and he lifted it up to his heavenly Father, don't for a minute tell me that God did not bless that. That God did not multiply the fish and the bread just as the crowd had multiplied around Jesus and the disciples. Glory be to God. Huh? So here we see two things happening. Glory be to God. Well, there was a lot of things happening in this meal. But one of the main things that was happening here was the disciples, for the first time, was going to learn who Jesus really is. And then they're going to see how Jesus has a connection with his Father who is in heaven, and he has the power to call on him when he needs him. Glory be to God. Now, that's what they're going to see. Remember, these were the 12 that had just started going out. They weren't seasoned yet. They were new. They were learning. Oh, glory be to God. And this was their first experience of seeing how Jesus really works. Oh, God. Can you imagine being at the meal where they had this much of power that was actually taking place in the meal? Jesus, he looked up to heaven. He didn't look to the ground. Why do we look to the ground? What is it? Why are we doing that? There's nothing down there to the ground for us. Our Heavenly Father resides in the heavenlies. So why? Why are we looking down? We should look up, because that's where the power is. We need to stop blessing our food looking down. Can I get an amen on that? Here is the instructions right here. And obedience is better than sacrifice. Here we see Jesus was actually showing you how to do it. And that's what he was doing to the disciples. He was teaching them right there. This is how it's done. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. So 17 said they all ate as much as they wanted. Did you hear me? As nobody left empty. Nobody left hungry. It says here they all ate as much as they wanted. And they picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. Hello. Hello. Woo! Can I get an amen? Look at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at how he works. But all we have to do is to be what? Obedience. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. All we have to do is listen when he says sit down, or when he says stand up, or when he says move. All we have to do is listen to what the command is for us. Power in the meal? Yes. Power in numbers? Yes. Miracles. Lies. Right at a meal. We don't need to argue. We don't need to have the po-po come out and clear the whole family room because the family don't know how to greet, how to talk, or how to engage with one another. We don't need that. What we need is how to get along together. How to be able to share with one another. When I don't have, when you don't have, I got it. Huh? If I don't have, you got it. You can help me. Not that I have and I'm not trying to help anybody else. That's not how it works. And here we see this is what Jesus did. Even though the disciples, remember, in the beginning they doubted, they told Jesus that was impossible for him to do what he was saying. They said that. But did Jesus get along with them? Did he get angry with them? Did he tell them to shut up because you don't know what you're talking about? Or did he use any type of odd language with them? He did not. Remember, Jesus was patient, with, just like he's patiently waiting on us. Patiently, knowing that they had no idea that the power that lies in a meal was getting ready to take place right in their face, that they were going to see that there's a miracle, the miracle here today with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And 5,000 people, that all they had to do was what? Sit down. To obey. To be obedient to what the command was being said. And everybody, glory be to God, everybody was going to eat. And plenty of leftovers. I said plenty of leftovers. Did you hear me? Was going to be here. Glory be to God. They all ate as much as they wanted. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. There is power in a meal. You know, I can remember times when we were growing up, how parents would feed the children in the neighborhood. They would feed them. They would cook a big old pot of beans, a big old dish of meat sauce, whatever it was, and they would feed the children. They could feed the whole, just about the whole block. One house could do that. And then at the end, make sure your family got some. Go down the street and make sure Sister So and So got her plate. Oh, yeah, that's what we used to be about. That's what I saw growing up. I don't see that no more today. It's all about me. It's all about my people, my house, what we need. It's not about helping you. Here we see Jesus did not turn the 5,000 people away. Remember, they were trying to go somewhere and be quiet. They were trying to get somewhere and just go and engage with each other and sit and share and talk with Jesus about their journey. But here we saw what was happening with the multitude and Jesus being who he is. I didn't say was. He took the opportunity. He grabbed it real fast. To show the people as well as the disciples a lesson. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this lesson. We thank you, God, for your keeping power. We thank you, God, because there is power in a meal. If we could just learn how to sit and share, how to learn, how to be engaged with one another. You were coming. You were blessed, oh God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to receive your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you. And we say amen, amen, and thank God. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and on Saturday with Minister Sadie and on Sunday evening with God's Favorite Ministries. Remember, there's power in a meal. Power lies in a meal. Blessings are in a meal when we learn how to sit down and share and be concerned with one another. Amen. Amen.